USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge windstorm known as a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday afternoon, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people and leaving behind a trail of damage, though this man in Iowa says it wasn't exactly like a tornado.
Just a lot of debris, lots of debris, just smaller like leaves and lots of just like trimmings, like the storm pruned everything.
There were wind gusts of nearly 100 miles an hour recorded in some areas of the Midwest, and people were trapped in cars and buildings. The Secret Service out with more information about what led to President Trump being rushed out of a briefing yesterday. They say a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House and told him he had a weapon. The suspect ran towards the officer, who shot the man, who's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump continues to have an issue with proposed mail-in voting this November. During a briefing yesterday, he mentioned a story in Virginia where incorrect information was printed on absentee ballot applications, and many were mailed to some voters that didn't exist anymore.
500,000 incorrect absentee ballot applications were sent all across the state of Virginia, including to many dead people.
Fire officials still looking into the cause of a fire on Sunday night at celebrity chef Rachel Ray's home in Lake Luzerne in upstate New York. The Warren County Fire Coordinator says firefighters managed to save the home's ground floor.
Could have been substantially worse. They were very fortunate.
Rachel Ray, her husband, and their dog were all able to get out of the home safely when the fire broke out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Russian health ministry officials are authorizing a coronavirus vaccine for public use. As a state-controlled Russian news agency reports, that President Vladimir Putin made the announcement early today during a meeting with government officials, saying the vaccine was developed by a scientific research institute and microbiology in Moscow, in conjunction with the Ministry of Defense there. In his announcement, Putin said, as far as he is aware, it is the first COVID-19 vaccine to be registered for public use anywhere in the world. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will rehear the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today. It could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against him, Flynn having admitted lying to the FBI and pleading guilty in 2017 to lying about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss. And organizers of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally say this year's crowd is on par with previous years. About 180,000 riders rolling into the small South Dakota town over the weekend for the beginning of a 10-day 80th anniversary event. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.